President Donald Trump's return to office is spreading uncertainty and caution among many immigrant circles in North Carolina, including the approximately 325,000 people who live here without legal status. WUNC's race, class, and communities reporter Aaron Sanchez-Garrett tells us how some have been preparing for Trump's promise of mass deportations.
Ivan Almonte is a familiar face at Don Becerra Supermarket in Durham. It's one of many stops he makes on a recent afternoon to post flyers about the new Durham Rapid Response immigrant support line he created. Prevent deportation, protect your family. The flyer reads in Spanish. People can call or text the line for information or to get help related to deportation concerns. A customer stops by and takes a photo of the flyer. Mari, the cashier, says the prospect of raids has many people she's spoken with terrified. She declined to give her last name. Mari says she's praying that nothing bad will happen. She says most immigrants without legal status are here to work and not cause trouble. In the weeks leading up to President Donald Trump's first day in office, organizers like Almonte were busy helping people without legal status and mixed status families prepare for a new era of immigration crackdowns. Almonte says he's not sure what's going to happen, and that uncertainty has many in the local Latino community on edge. The day before Trump's inauguration, Durham Rapid Response hosted a forum with other activists to inform people about their legal rights. Similar Know Your Rights events have been taking place across North Carolina in recent months. Some have been publicized only by word of mouth due to heightened fear. Durham County Sheriff Clarence Burkhead spoke directly to those concerned.
We're not going to stop you and ask for your immigration status. We're not going to stop you and ask you for your papers.
Burkhead said he doesn't cooperate with federal immigration detainer requests. That means immigration and customs enforcement officials need to obtain more than a typical administrative warrant to take migrants held in Durham's jail into federal custody. The sheriffs of North Carolina's most populous counties, like Wake and Mecklenburg, have previously not honored those detainer requests either. The Trump administration wants to crack down on this. Earlier this week, the Justice Department ordered prosecutors to investigate and potentially charge local and state law enforcement agencies that don't cooperate with federal immigration directives. Durham-based immigration attorney Yesenia Polanco says her law firm has been flooded with calls and appointments from families seeking advice.
So if your child is a U.S. citizen, they're 21, and you're lined up for a green card, what are you waiting for? That's what I mean. If you're married to a U.S. citizen, get that petition filed.
Polanco urged people to get their documents in order and their immigration processes expedited in anticipation.
So my team is working really hard, finishing packets, finishing applications, collecting supporting documents, and getting them filed to the government, to USCIS, in preparation for what may come.
Polanco says other families have drafted powers of attorney to ensure the well-being of their children in case they're separated. And still others have headed to the Mexican consulate in Raleigh to attempt to secure passports and dual citizenship for their children. Nikki Marin Baena co-directs Siembra, an immigrant advocacy organization based in the Triad. She says the group is preparing for the type of enforcement the state has seen before.
In 2018 and 2019, ICE agents were just kind of arresting whoever they ran into that they could kind of have a sense was not born in the U.S.
Siembra is hosting training sessions on how to dispel rumors and verify reports of immigration agent sightings. Marin Baena says rumors can spread false information, and that can result in people being afraid to go to work or take their children to school. The Trump administration's proposed crackdowns are targeting so-called sanctuary cities. Immigration agents will now be allowed to enter sensitive places like schools, churches, and healthcare facilities for their operations. Aaron Sanchez-Guerra, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.